All week on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
We just released 100,000, or transferred 100,000, and we're going to take these out to the Golden Gate and release them.
You want to hold one?
We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. To bring us the answer, we sent KALW's Jasmine Lopez out to one Bay Area highway you might not have heard of.
My name is Andrew Hewen, Public Information Officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Well, what we're going to do here is release 100,000 fish out of this truck here behind us into the boat that's anchored offshore, and then they're going to take them out to sea and release them on their journey to the ocean.
Got a flexible end right there. He's going to back all the way up and go right in there.
This is part of a study to see what's the best way to try to get salmon with the least amount of loss to the ocean, so they go out, swim, do their thing for 2.5 years, and come back.
A little bit more.
My name is Brooke Halsey, and I'm the executive director of the Tiburon Salmon Institute. Basically, what we're doing is trying to teach children about salmon, because we live right here on a great salmon migration. And this is the Salmon Highway, where every salmon that goes up the Sacramento or San Joaquin River system goes right past us.
Hey, do we have a pipe stand?
We have the Merva W here, which is already has 100,000 fish on it from the Feather River. Those fish are individually tagged. We have a tanker truck that's pulled up from the Department of Fish and Wildlife that has another group of 100,000 fish. And those are going to be soon piped right into the hull of this boat in the special container. The two groups of fish will then be taken up to the Golden Gate Bridge and released together.
Let's put it right here.
So they got a tube, and then they got some hose, and the boat is going to pull up right to the dock here. And then they're going to open the valve, and the fish are going to come swimming against their will into the pipe and then down into the boat. So you got to be ready, because it happens really quickly. It's really important because salmon fishing generates $300 million a year in revenue to the state of California, and that's gas stations, hotels, rental cars, bait shops, things like that. So not only do we want to do this for a historical perspective, it's obviously a vital part of the California economy.